Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 8, Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home for the Forest, Part 8, Verses 70 through 82, A Description of the Severe Austerities of Dhruva Maharaj. The great Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. And so the king Uttanapada, after being advised by Narada Muni, practically gave up all duties in relation with his kingdom, which was very vast and wide, and opulent like the goddess of fortune. Now he simply began thinking of his son Dhruva. Meanwhile, elsewhere, Dhruva, having arrived at Madhuvan, took bath in the river Yamuna, and observed fasting in the night with great care and attention. And after that, as advised by the great sage Narada, Dhruva engaged himself in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the first month, Dhruva ate only fruits and berries on every third day, only to keep body and soul together. And in this way, Dhruva Maharaj progressed in his worship of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the second month, Dhruva Maharaj ate only every 6 days, and for his eatables, he took dry grass and leaves. Thus, Dhruva continued his worship of Vibhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the third month, Dhruva drank water only every 9 days. Thus, Dhruva remained completely in trance, worshipping Uttamashloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is adored by selected verses. In the fourth month, Dhruva Maharaj became a complete master of the breathing exercise, and thus he inhaled air only every 12th day. In this way, Dhruva became completely fixed in his position and worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the 5th month, Maharaj Dhruva, the son of the king, had controlled his breathing so perfectly that he was able to stand on one leg only, just as a column stands without any motion, and concentrated his mind fully on the Para Brahman. Dhruva completely controlled his senses and their objects, and in this way, Dhruva fixed his mind upon the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without diversion to anything else. When Dhruva Maharaj thus captured the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the refuge of the total material creation, and who is Purusha Ishwaram, the master of all living entities, the three worlds began to tremble. As Dhruva, the son of the king, kept himself steadily standing on one leg, the pressure of his big toe pushed down half the earth, just as an elephant, being carried on a boat, rocks the boat left and right with its every step. Then Dhruva Maharaj became practically one in heaviness with Lord Vishnu, who is Vishvam Atmana, the total consciousness. Due to Dhruva's fully concentrating upon the Lord, closing all the holes of his body, the total universal breathing became choked up. And all the great demigods in all the planetary systems felt suffocated, and thus they took shelter of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods thus prayed. naivam vidamo bhagavan prana rodhang chara charasya akila sakvadamnaha vidhehi tanno vrijanad vimoksham prapta vayang twang sharanang sharanyam. Dear Lord, You are the refuge of all moving and non-moving living entities. We feel all living entities to be suffocating, their breathing process choked up. We have never experienced such a thing before. O Lord, since You are Sharanang Sharanyam, the ultimate shelter of all surrendered souls, we demigods have therefore approached You. Kindly save us from this danger. My dear demigods, do not be perturbed by this, for it is due to the severe austerities and full determination of the son of King Uttanapada, who is now Mayi Sangata Atma, fully absorbed in thought of me. Dhruva has obstructed the universal breathing process. So now you can safely return to your respective homes. For I shall stop this boy in his severe acts of austerities, and thus you will be saved from this situation. Recorded August 25, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jnana Timarandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitangena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarine Trinadapi Sunichena Karar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalau nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyatha. Namo maha vadanyaya, Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya. Namne Gora Vishe Namaha panchatatvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhaktavataram bhaktakyam namami bhakta shaktikam nithai gora anga nithai gora anga nithai gora anga gora hari gora hari gora hari nithai gora anga gora hari nithai gora anga gora hari jaya jaya shri chaitanya jaya nityananda jaya dvaita chandra jaya gora bhakta brinda shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vas Adigur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adigur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Sachi Nandana Gora Hari Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama namaha.